No question about it, the Mummers are a uniquely Philadelphia tradition, and Mummers enthusiasts and participants discussed how to make the tradition more inclusive and address instances of controversial behavior during a Bridging Blocks conversation hosted by WHYY and the Free Library. WHYY's Corey Sharber has more on Thursday's discussion and how Mummers are working to keep the tradition going.
For many folks within Philadelphia, the parade is just the city's New Year's Day celebration. But for the Mummers, it's a year-round group effort to put on the best performances possible. Here's South Philadelphia Vikings member Jeff Travellina.
One of the misconceptions is we're all a bunch of guys who drink and we run down the street with umbrellas for one day, which isn't the case. We started our show already for 2025.
The parade has not been without controversy over the years, including instances of blackface, which led to former Mayor Jim Kenney threatening to cancel the parade in 2020. Mummers present at Thursday's discussion noted efforts within individual groups to prevent future incidents, such as lifetime bans for similar acts. Diversity and inclusion are also key to the future of maintaining the Mummers tradition. Here's Golden Sunrise member Jessa Stiglich.
We're not here to say that we have it all figured out. We're here to say we are figuring it out, and we are welcoming your voices, we are welcoming your direction, and most importantly, we're welcoming you.
WHYY's next Bridging Blocks discussion on the Mummers will be February 27th at the Independence Library at 7th and Market Streets. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.